Welcome to the March edition of What to Read. Today, instead of me, Prashasti, talking about what new books you should read, we have a feature guest named Rachel Shipman. She is a junior, and she loves to read. So, Rachel, tell us about the new book that you've been reading.
Hi. The book I've read a couple weeks ago is called The Brief Wondrous Life of Oscar Wilde. It's by Juana Diaz, and it recently won the Pulitzer Prize in Best Fiction.
Now, it sounds like kind of a biographical novel, is it?
No, it follows the story of an entire family, but it has one titular character that they focus on. But it wavers back and forth between different narratives, different subplots, so it's not a biography in any sense.
So, if it wavers back and forth, like, how is it the brief of, like, you know, as you say, the brief, wondrous life of one specific character?
Well, it's, the main character's life is brief, but it focuses on his family's history, his upbringing, and his ancestors, actually, and it actually focuses a lot on the environment in which his family grew up in. I'll explain that Oscar de Leon is the main character, and his mother and her family grew up in the Dominican Republic in the and it covers her family from the 40s until the 70s, in which there was a sort of a reign of terror in the Dominican Republic imposed by the dictator Trujillo, and they focus a lot on the society and the politics, and it's actually really interesting because it gives you a really in-depth look at how life was like then.
So it's more of a historical fiction?
No, because then it goes back to the main character, Oscar, who they cover his childhood in the 80s to when he grew up in practically like present day.
Oh, so what was your favorite scene, I guess? You can't really call it a scene since it's not a movie, but favorite part?
I have a favorite line. Also, a part of the... Since one part of the book takes place in the Dominican Republic, but the family immigrated to America, to New Jersey, actually. So you feel kind of... for people who are from New Jersey, you sort of feel a connection to it, even though it takes place in Paterson, and the author doesn't shy away from the fact that he describes Paterson as a ghetto. He totally does that.
Well, New Jersey's kind of known for
the
ghetto area.
The industrial ghetto area, pretty much. And anyways, this is a quote about Oscar's mother, and she is a huge character in the book, almost larger than life, and it says, she would come to exhibit a particular Jersey malaise, the inextinguishable longing for elsewheres. That was my favorite line.
Why?
Because it reminds me of everybody who grew up in Jersey.
Yeah, pretty much. I could relate with her. Now, when you were going through the books, like, what made you pick this one? Like, how did it appeal to you?
Honestly, Stephen Colbert recommended it because he had the author on his show, and anything that Stephen Colbert says is good is okay by me. But I continued reading because it has a very, besides focusing a lot on these characters, the author just brings such incredible life into them. He focuses on this theme of the fuku, which is a curse that all Dominicans believe in, and he tries to trace its path through Oscar's family, and in the end, the author who is revealed to actually be not a third person, like omniscient, but an actual character in the story. He tries to fight his way out of the curse. So in that way, it's totally realistic fiction. In fact, the lines blur a lot between whether or not you think objects and events are real or not.
Okay. So, and I mean, this is a critically acclaimed book since it's received the Pulitzer.
Mm-hmm.
Just how long did it take you to read the book?
I read very quickly. I read this in about 5 hours, but I guess for a normal person, if you sat down, it would take you all day because it's about it's over 300 pages. Yeah. It is 335 pages, but I completely recommend
it. Read it in like short sittings.
Yeah, you could, because it's actually divided into three parts, and you could try to read each part by itself.
Now, how are the three parts like different from each other?
They're not chronological.
Oh.
The first one focuses on, there's an introduction, then the first part focuses on Oscar's childhood and high school years, and then it goes back in time to describe his mother and how she grew up, and then it goes back to his sister, and then back to his grandfather.
It sounds like more than three parts.
No, some of them, I don't remember exactly how they're arranged, but they're very interesting. And
so it's structurally appealing too.
Yes, it's complete. It's not off. It's not crazy unstructured, but it has this free flowing sense that just makes you feel incredibly comfortable. Okay, but there is since the family is Dominican, there's a lot of Spanish slang. So if you know Spanish, it's gonna sound pretty real, like as if somebody is just talking to you. In fact, the narrator is pretty informal. Like he talks to the readers, he talks to characters. It's very, very real.
Okay. So, out of 5 stars, what rating would you give this novel?
Oh, definitely 5 stars. I cried several times.
Thank you, and there you have it, folks. Actually, a great review by the novel, The Brief Wondrous Time of Oscar Wao,
by Juanet Diaz.
And we will see you next month. Thank you.